On October 25th, the Archdiocese of Portland celebrated as five men were ordained to the permanent diaconate. And one of those men? Well, our own executive director here at Mater Dei Radio, Deacon Rolando Moreno, is joining us today to tell us about his experience as hands were laid upon him in ordination to the diaconate. Good morning, Rolando. Thanks for being with us.
Good morning, Brenda. Thank you for having me here.
So what a wonderful experience. I think it was not long after you joined here at Mater Dei Radio that you told us that you were finishing up this program to enter into the permanent diaconate. So along with all of these other transitions you're going through, you finished up this coursework. When did you first know that you had a vocation and that God was calling you to serve in the diaconate?
That's a great question. I've been reflecting on that. I'm currently finishing an assignment on a time of sort of a testimony on a sacramental encounter. And while the most recent sacrament, aside from Holy Communion that I've received, one that I've never received is the sacrament of Holy Orders. So I'm doing my reflection on that. But as I was thinking about when did I feel the calling to the diaconate? And, you know, I think as I spent about a year and a half in a formal, at the time, pre-theologate program back at Franciscan University when I was a student there, which was a program where some guys were sent by their bishop to discern the priesthood as seminarians. That program it's still there. There's a priestly discernment program, but it's not an official pre-theologate anymore. But I was in that. I ended up discerning into that about a year or so into my time at the university. Just I felt a calling perhaps to the priesthood. So I spent, a full year and a half. And it was like, we were living like seminarians. There was we lived in community. We prayed the office every day, morning and evening prayer. We had spiritual direction. There was a no dating commitment if you're in this program. We're at a university where, that option was there. So we were living in community. And so I think when I look at that initial calling to discern priesthood for a period of time, and then obviously I discerned out of that, I really felt that the Lord wasn't calling me to that. And it wasn't till probably 3 or 4 years later when I took on my first role at St. Joseph's Parish in Salem, where as I got into the RCIA ministry in particular, is when we had a deacon that was serving as a catechist on our team. And one of the beautiful things about the rite of Christian initiation of adults is that there's these minor rites and blessings and prayers throughout the way, especially when they pass into the stage of the catechumenate. So the catechumens can come up in the beginning of a session, of teaching session, and be blessed, so you can say a blessing over them. You can read it but to have your deacon or your priest there, they can actually just give the blessing. And I think that during that time, as I'm working with these folks in RCIA over the years and seeing these blessings, I started to think about, wouldn't it be, how much more would my ministry be enriched if I was also serving as a deacon, right? Mm-hmm. And those are sort of the first thoughts. And this is 20 years ago almost.
Wow.
And, 17 years ago, somewhere in that time frame, I was starting to think about it. And so that I think that priestly discernment background, and then getting into real ministry, particularly the RCIA, what now we call OCIA ministry, working with people. And then just in catechesis and formation that I was in, I just felt this is something I'm going to look into at some point. And I never, I never felt that this had to happen like right away. I was pretty early. We were married just a few years at the time. And so I figured it'd be down the road a little bit. But that's kind of, I think, where I'm first sort of seeing that nudge from that priestly discernment program that I was in for a little while. And then later on when I was in parish ministry, I think I've kind of felt like, this might be something someday,
Deacon Rolando Moreno joining us today. He is our executive director here at Mater Dei Radio, and he was ordained along with four other men on October 25th to the permanent diaconate here in the Archdiocese of Portland. So discernment is a big part of this process and being patient and waiting for the call of God. And, when things are right, when God wants something for you, it just seems like the pathway is made very clear all of a sudden. Mm. So when you finally made that decision, the pathway forward to the diaconate was apparent. What was the process then that you undertook?
Well, you know, I was working at the Pastoral Center at the time, you know, as the director of catechesis for the Archdiocese, and my colleagues were Deacon Brian Deem and Deacon Jeff Schmidt. They were working in the diaconate office. And I think Deacon Brian and I, you know, we'd get lunch every so often, just we're friends, we're colleagues. And, you know, I just got to sharing with him a little bit. And I think he posed the question to me somewhere around, actually it was in 2022, so not too long ago. You know, where are you at with, have you thought about the diaconate? And we got to talking he proposed, well, why don't you just take the application? Cause I told him I was interested. I was always felt like there was, might be something there in it. So it was really, I think his invitation too, that kind of just got me to think about it. And so then I bring this application home and, you know, I present it to my wife and she was like, yeah, I think this is a, you think you should fill it out, because it doesn't mean yet you're going to be a deacon. You're going to enter into a process of formation more formally if they accept you. So it was, you really can't lose, right? Because you're either called to it or you're not. But I felt enough of a nudge. And I think that invitation from Deacon Brian really was an important thing for me, just to, okay, let's bring this back to the forefront. I've been married for now over 20 years and well, almost at that point, 20 years. So it'd been some time,
sure.
And just seemed like the right time. And then with Angela being very open to it and supportive, it was like, well, that's awesome. I mean, we didn't have extensive conversations about this over the years. I wasn't like, when can I join the diaconate? Like, it wasn't that way. It was just the right time, I think. So,
well, the time was right, and it culminated in the ordination on Saturday, October 25th. I was at home watching the live stream of the event as all you men came in. Your family's there in the front rows of St. Mary's Cathedral here in Portland. So just kind of walk us through that when you realize that it's not just a few years that your formation happened, but it's been a lifetime.
It really has.
Of formation, culminating into this singular moment. Just kind of tell us and walk us through how you felt going into the cathedral and just the process of your ordination.
Yeah. You know, as time went on in the process, it was always something that I felt like I didn't have a ministerial void. And what I mean by that is that there wasn't like, I have this, you know, need to fulfill this, you know, void in my life. And by being a deacon, it really was a calling. And that's, I think, the only way to, you know, you're discerning whether you're being called. And so as you sort of take those initial steps, because discernment really is about taking a step in one direction or another upon enough sort of an interest and a through prayer, like this is something I really need to take seriously and look at. And so all of that was there by the time, you know, I enter the process and everything worked out for that. And as time went on, I just felt more and more, as there's various stages in the formation process, it just seemed like the right, everything was just kind of being confirmed. And so by the time, and I would say to the Lord, you know, if this is not what you want for me, like, please close that door. I don't need in the sense of like, I have an agenda, I have an axe to, or whatever it is. I just want to follow you. And if you don't want me to do this, I'm fine with that. I'm happy to stay on this side of the pews for the rest of my life. But what I kept getting was, come follow me.
Our executive director, Deacon Rolando Moreno, is with us this morning sharing about his recent diaconal ordination. Deacon Rolando, this is a great conversation. I am loving hearing your story on this, and I want to find out what it was like that morning walking into the cathedral. I'm already against my break, so please stay with us through the break. We're going to continue in the next half hour.
Will do.
And I'm back with Deacon Rolando Moreno. Thank you so much for staying with us as we are all so intrigued and involved hearing this beautiful story of God's call in his life to the permanent diaconate. He's joining us today to just look back on this beautiful event just a few weeks ago and sharing with all of us what that was like. Deacon Rolando, thanks so much for staying with us.
Oh, you're welcome.
So we recognize, again, this lifetime of discernment of God calling you, of him forming you throughout your life to this, again, singular moment. And your preparations were there. Your family had gathered from across the country to be with you and support you. So the doors of the cathedral open, and you now enter into your ordination. Let's live it again.
Yeah, it was just an incredible moment. I mean, I wasn't nervous. I mean, maybe a little bit. I think I was just joyful because I knew he was calling. This was the right thing. It was like I'm meant for this, and I really experienced that in my heart. Like, this is what I was called to do, and it just was apparent. It wasn't overly emotional. It just was a certainty that I've discerned well, and I've given the Lord an opportunity to not call me or to close the door. And well, here we are the morning of, and you know, as I'm processing in with, you know, with my brother, future deacons there, you know, and all the priests and the other deacons that were there, and the archbishop and the, you know, and Bishop Peter, it was a beautiful, beautiful moment. And one of the other beautiful things too, is, you know, when we're preparing the liturgy, they asked us, like, we get to, is there anybody who you'd like to have a role in terms of a reader or a server, you know? And I was like, well, can my three sons serve during this ordination? And they serve, you know, extensively at our parish. And they were like, absolutely. So they were in the procession with me. And then they were there right at the archbishop as the rite continues. And so they're seeing it firsthand. I'm looking at their faces are off to my right as all of this has taken place. It was just an incredible morning. So grateful, so joyful. And it was almost like, and especially during when we prostrate ourselves on the ground, on the floor, and you're hearing the invocation of the saints, you know, and it just, what was going through my mind, it just, and they kind of said, you know, just receive those prayers, receive the intercession of the saints. And I'm just sitting like, I can't believe this is happening. This is really happening. You know, I'm laying there and I just, Lord, your will be done. Like, make me a servant. Give me a servant's heart. Help me to live this vocation, this calling, the way you have planned for me. And so it was so beautiful. And even as we go through various parts of the rite and we're kneeling before the archbishop, you know, and when we give our oath, you know, to serve him and his successors, to be faithful to them, to be obedient to them, it seems so right. I was absolutely, you know, yes, this is, I'm not afraid to do that because I believe in the calling that the Lord has bestowed upon me, but I believe in what the Lord has done in this ministry. And I just was ready for it, you know? And then as they, you know, his lays hands on our head in the actual ordination, it was just an overwhelming sense of certainty and of peace and just confirmation this was the right path. And then we're vested and we put on, you know, the dalmatic for the first time, and Father Matt Libra and Father Todd Molinari there to vest me. And just, those are two really incredible priests in my life. And just a, you know, it was a little emotional there, you know, just receiving that from them. And that was fantastic. And then we go in before the archbishop again, and he presents us with the book of the Gospels. And that was one area where I just felt very attracted to with the diaconal ministry, is the proclamation of the word. I think, you know, part of what the Lord has called me to do, regardless of whether I was going to be a deacon or not, was to work in the area of evangelization and catechesis. And that's really been my life in my church ministry up to that point. So when he presents the book of the Gospels, you know, as he says, that you become, you know, the herald of the gospel, like that, it just, I received that, again, another moment of confirmation. And then what he says to us, right, believe what you read, teach what you believe, and practice what you teach. I remember going over this rite and teaching about the diaconate on the sacrament of holy orders at some point in all the catechesis that I've done. And those words back then spoke to me, but now as I'm receiving them from the archbishop, it was just like, yes, this is what I'm called to do. And I just felt, an overwhelming sense of his presence in that. And then honestly, like without, you know, at the expense of sounding strange, like things seem different.
Yes.
So they've been not even 2 weeks and well, you know, it's been just a few weeks and things seem different. I don't know what it is. I want to make sure I live this vocation well. I feel the weight of the responsibility.
Yeah. You know, I do want to ask you about feeling responsible, because if we look in the New Testament and the calling of the first deacons that Christ called, they brought them to Christ and he laid hands on them and they laid hands on people and so forth and so on. And that's the apostolic succession that if you think about the hands of Archbishop Sample laying on you going all the way back through history, pinpoints back to Christ himself.
Yes.
That's an incredible responsibility. With the joy, do you also feel, I wouldn't say a burden, but a heaviness that you need to do right by what you are being asked to do?
Absolutely. I mean, I think this is, you know, that healthy fear of the Lord that we talk about as, you know, one of the gifts of the Holy Spirit, right? That we have a genuine sense of his presence. I think that's even more acute now, right? Not that it wasn't before, but there is a change that has taken place, an indelible mark upon those who are ordained, and it's a real thing. And so, yes, what you're alluding to with the apostolic succession and thinking about, you know, hands were laid upon all of these various men, these bishops and priests, and then a bishop, then finally, you know, someday down the line to myself, it's mind-blowing, yes. But it's a real thing. Mm-hmm. And so, yeah, I think just going forward, I feel the immense responsibility of what I you know, declared and what I've said, and I promised to live, you know, in obedience and in faithfulness to the gospel and all that means to be its herald. Like, that really is a very important thing. And I'm excited to do it. And at the same time, it's like, yeah, I really, you know, I'll walk the walk and try to be a faithful disciple of Jesus in this regard. Because that's what it was, why it was passed on. That's why what Christ established, and that's how he wants all of us to live is faithful disciples of himself. And I just, you know, kind of feel that in a new way as a newly ordained deacon.
Well, we are excited to be the recipients of your diaconal ministry. Now, aside from your work here at Mater Dei Radio, which is a ministry of evangelization, do you have a ministry agreement at St. Joseph where you will be serving as a deacon?
I do. Yeah, it was interesting this week. I received a copy of a letter from the Archbishop about my faculties to serve as a deacon to my parish. The parish received that copy as well. But in there it says that with the emphasis on adult faith formation.
Okay.
So that'll be, you know, once St. Joseph kind of, you know, we had the fire and then we're sort of limited on our space. But I think I'll be, you know, meeting with my pastor, Father Jeff, pretty soon and thinking about ways that I can be of service in that regard. But I think that's just an area that I've, you know, like I said, served in and for 20 years in some capacity in faith formation, catechesis, evangelization. But I'm happy to continue that in whatever ways that our pastor, whatever the needs are at our parish, but excited to do so.
Oh, absolutely. Along with your yes to the vocation of the diaconate, so comes the yes to the various ministries where you will be able to serve. Well, thank you so much for just sharing so personally about your experience. We look forward again to all that your vocation will be able to serve, not only the community, but also all of us here at Mater Dei Radio. So thank you so much. Before we go today, Deacon, will you offer us a prayer and your blessing?
I will. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Lord, we give you thanks for the gift of faith, for the sending of the Holy Spirit. We ask you to help us to live as faithful disciples. We thank you for the gift of your presence in our life, and help us to live with certainty that you are always with us. We ask this through Christ our Lord. Amen. The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
May Almighty God bless you. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Amen. Deacon Rolando, thank you again. God bless you, and God bless your ministry.
Thank you so much.